Almost 300 Australian veterans of British nuclear testing are making a last-ditch attempt to win compensation. They want the Human Rights Commission to find that the Australian government knowingly exposed them to harmful radiation by ordering them to take part in the tests. While any recommendation from that action won't be binding, they're hoping to embarrass the government into compensating them and providing medical treatment. Rebecca Bryce reports.
76-year-old Avon Hudson is counting down the years.
Age is not on my side at the moment. Every year goes by, it's less likelihood you'll be able to cope with these things.
He's referring to the medical conditions he blames on exposure to nuclear radiation 50 years ago, among them prostate cancer, which is currently in remission. Avon Hudson was one of about 8,000 Australian service personnel ordered to take part in the British atomic tests in Australia in the 1950s and 60s.
No one told us. We were never given any briefing as to what we were doing, what the dangers were, what risks were involved, or what precautions had to be taken.
About 2,000 are still alive. In a bitter blow, class action against the British government fell over last year when a UK court ruled the link between the tests and the veterans' health problems couldn't be proven. Now they're taking their case to the Australian Human Rights Commission. Stax Goodcamp lawyer Joshua Dale says it's a claim under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights Australia signed at the UN in 1948.
It's the last opportunity that we have to try and get some kind of recourse from the Australian government. It essentially says that the Australian government has breached the human rights of the veterans. The nuclear veterans were essentially used as guinea pigs during this nuclear testing. There's evidence that has revealed that the veterans were sent in after testing had taken place to see what the type of effect radiation would have on the human body. And there's various articles under the Universal Declaration that specifically go to the right to life and obviously the right to a standard of living as well.
What will it achieve if you're successful?
Unfortunately, the Commission can't actually make any binding decisions against the Australian government. What the Commission can do is make recommendations as to what the Australian government should do in response.
In other words, they're hoping to embarrass the Australian government into action on compensation and free medical care. In 2010, the government allocated $24 million towards service pensions and healthcare cards for the veterans and their widows. A spokeswoman for the Veterans Affairs Minister Warren Snowden says eligible veterans have access to a broad range of compensation and health treatment already. But Joshua Dale says many are caught up in disputes over the entitlements.
The problem is these administrative disputes are largely being viciously defended by the government. In a lot of the cases, they're unsuccessful because of the time that has lapsed. And due to the secrecy of the type of testing that was taking place, a lot of the records don't even show what type of levels of radiation they were exposed to, which means there's very little evidence to prove that they were exposed to harmful levels. One of the veterans that we represent, he suffers from leukemia, and they've simply said that he was too far away from the testing to be exposed to dangerous levels of radiation. But what he reports is that he was washing his clothing garments and bathing in the ocean in and around where the testing took place, but obviously there's no official records to support that. And because of the time that has lapsed, he's really left high and dry at the moment.
Avon Hudson.
If we don't get what we're entitled to now, well, I suppose all we can do is throw our hands in the air and wait for the end to come, because we're all getting too old. We won't be here in 5 years.
A spokeswoman for the minister says it's inappropriate for Warren Snowden to comment on matters to be considered by the commission.
Rebecca Bryce reporting.